Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Yes, yes, it's going to be greasy, and it will always be greasy if you have a car in your garage, and your garage can be called Greasy Garage. But yes, I will always still be greasy, all the way till the day that I die, folks, period. Cleaning and working on cars, inside, outside, detailing them, going underneath the bonnet for you folks listening over across the pond. Appreciate you listening for all these years. I really do. Appreciate you. All of you. I never will stop getting greasy. I never will stop talking with people. And I never will stop helping people. You! Of course, I'm right here in Boise, Idaho, so those are the folks that will see me in person and be able to, I'll be able to help them in person on their, in their auto world. This is second to the last show. Next week will be the last show of Auto World. Genesis Communications Network is closing down. If you didn't tune in last week, I, of course, mentioned the same thing to you. I salute, I hug all of you, period. I salute and hug all of the affiliates that have taken this show, Auto World, for all these years. We're still in talks, I am, with other networks in order to bring you this show, Auto World. It costs money, folks. A lot of money. To put this out there on the wires, put this on the internet, to put this out there on the apps, put this everywhere that we have devices that you're listening to me on. And again, I do appreciate you listening. It costs a lot of money to do this. And it costs, it takes money to do this. It's the same thing. Money. Cash. And that's, you know, the key to all of it, isn't it? It is. We all work for a living, for the return of going to college or not going to college in the early years of our life is to make a wage, of course, and to be able to make money to support ourselves. And then as we get older, support our family, support our network, your network, everybody, your world, your auto world. Because, you know, as I've always talked about here on Auto World, is cars and trucks cost money. Yes, it takes money to buy things and to support yourself. Yeah, a lot of people think that the air is free. Well, it's not. Air conditioning costs money. Oh, it's cold in the winter. Heat costs money too, doesn't it? So air is not even free. Thank God we have air. And yes, that it's clean that I can breathe it. Especially right here in the Greasy Garage Studio. So last week will be the last show. I'm still in talks with some networks until we get something ironed out. That'll be the last show. And I'm still going to be around, of course, for you folks. That email that I have, autoworldradio@yahoo.com, has been with me since 1992, and it'll still be there with me. And I have autotalkradio@yahoo.com. It's been with me since I started in radio behind the silver microphone way back when. But anyway, there's the announcement for today, and we're going to do all 3 hours. I am, yes, live we are, right here in Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza, Greasy Garage Studio. Today on Auto World, let's do it, as I always do it, though. Not going to be doing any emails today, reading out of the email bag, but I will accept your emails live. Please do. Email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Let's see what's going on. The third hour, let's do it. Third hour. Of course, at the end of the third hour, I've got the Word with Mark, and I've got Auto World Trivia coming your way all 3 hours. And then the last hour here, the third hour, I've got every generation of Jeep ranked, well, bad to best. I'm going to give you that right here on the first hour, second hour, and the third hour. Every generation of Jeep ranked bad to best. Third hour, we got, well, Goodyear is launching a brand new EV tire, folks. I know. You're saying I don't have an EV. I'm not planning on buying one. Hey, just listen up, though. EV tire. What's different about an EV tire? Does it have just the initials EV on the sidewall? We'll find out, won't we? Third hour. Also, you folks that are driving the Chevy Silverados, Tahoes, Suburbans, I have a gift for you. Well, it's not me. You're going to hear it here on Auto World. That's a gift. If you own a 2023, you might get a new a free engine. Woohoo! You get a free engine. Maybe. Depends on the VIN number. You got to decode the VIN number to find out what day that thing's built, too. Have you ever done that? This last week, I've had so many conversations about that. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Second hour, what's up and coming? Oh, right here on Auto World Today Live. Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler. We're going to go trackside with Jeff. He's got another Auto World Motorsports update. Second hour. And, hey, got Deere? Yeah, everyone knows what a John Deere looks like. Talk about branding. I guess I should have painted my face green and yellow years ago, huh? Yellow face with green hair. Huh. I guess if you're watching the Packer game, people do that. Anyway, hey, I've got a four-door Deere. Woohoo! A four-legged Deere. No, this is a four-door Deere. Hang on for that one. And it's back. We're going to do it one last time here on Auto World. One last time for the barn find. It's been in the garage 40 years. I didn't find it. I wish I would have. No, I didn't, though. It's a barn find, 40 years worth. We're going to find out what make, model, and how come and why, right there. But right now, we're on the first hour, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Want to hear from you. Keep that on your refrigerator. Isn't that something? We always have to have everything on our refrigerator, don't we, for memories and reminders and all that. Yeah, that's okay. It's right there. That's where we go to just to survive. It's called food. We have to eat it. Can you imagine? We don't even go to the kitchen sink anymore where the faucet, the snout is to turn the water on to even have a drink of water anymore. We buy the water or we have the purifier and all that. And now, see, there's a sponsor right there for the show, the purifier. What's that brand? Anyway, I'm not going to give them a free plug. Okay, let's do it. Comparison test coming up here in a little bit on compact SUVs. That's right. This is brought to you by Car and Driver for 2024. Compact SUVs comparison test. I think I'll go worst to good on that, too. Why not, huh? Let's do it. Okay. So with that said, we got a lot to get to here today. Oh, by the way, I want to add this in, too. I want to start off right real quick. What can you Hemi? A couple of you gone over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans, and saw the picture of the big wheel. Remember the old plastic three-wheeled big wheel we had as kids? Or maybe you always wanted one as kids, and your mom and dad says, we're not going to buy one of those for you. You're going to get hurt on that thing. Well, they're putting Hemis in the back of those big wheels now. That's right, a real Hemi. So what can you Hemi? We'll get to that, too. Love it. But right now, right off the bat, it is a season, and I keep saying that because it is a season, and that we're going into spring and hot season, and I just want to get this out there before last week is our last show, and last show here of Auto World on Genesis Communications Network, that is anyway, unless another network gets in talks with me, and we talk and iron it out. So the Auto World tip is get rid of the stinky sock smell in your automobile or your truck. Wherever you might have air conditioning, in your auto world, that is. How do you do it? Yeah, what is that smell? See, you turn on the air conditioning because it's getting hot out there. That's mold and mildew and spores growing on the evaporator core, my friends, inside the car, underneath the glove box. Yuck. Great free plug for Lysol. Lysol antibacterial spray right there at Walmart. Another plug. Why not? Get in there. Get some antibacterial spray. I want you to spray it in the grill work right below the windshield in the front of your car there, underneath the windshield. They'll turn the max air on, full blast. Spray that in there, and that antibacterial spray will go in there and kill the spores. And it won't smell like dirty socks anymore. Buy lemon. I love the smell of lemon. Make sure you got the windows closed. Fog it. Let's do it. We'll be right back. The history of a car wash?
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
groom? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com. Or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bends. The bends of all bends. I I'm really, I want to salute Benz, Mercedes Benz. That was the name of, you know, Carl Benz's daughter. He named your car company that you own, the Mercedes Benz. That was her name. And, yeah, salute them because now they've got the old three-star up there on the hood ornament. Some of them aren't on the hood ornament anymore of sticking up. They got LED lights on them. It's pretty cool. I mean, to say where it is, they're shining their brand, aren't they? Works for me. Okay, car wash. It's the season. 'Tis the season again, right there, car wash. How many of you go through that sandblasting machine, huh? It's not sandblasting anymore. Hey, I was guilty. I went through it yesterday with my wife. She drove her car through there. Now, I will only let a few of our cars go through the sandblaster. That one we can. And it doesn't sandblast anyway. It's touchless. As they say, as the swirly brush grabs the back windshield wiper, the rear wiper on the back window, and grabs it and slings it. Hey, I'm not talking car washes. Yesterday I went through one, okay? But you know why? Because I picked one here in the Boise, Idaho area that the gentleman walks out. Yeah, he flags you in there with his little come on in stop sign thing with a smile, of course, or she does too. Well, this was a young man, starting out in his career, of course, making money, folks. Yeah, he's getting a paycheck. Anyway, the other guy ran out, and he put a plastic, recycled plastic grocery bag on the rear wiper of the rear wiper, you know, that's on your back window. He put a little recycled grocery bag on there. There's another Auto World tip. Do you have one of those in your car? Get one. Because if you're car wash, most of our windshield wipers and the arms in the front are sucked back down underneath that hood. Bonnet for you folks over there across the pond. You don't need to worry about putting your recycle bag on there. But just a real cheap free recycle bag after you go get your grub over at the grocery store. Just put one on the wiper arm, and there off we go. And that brush will not grab it and sling it off and break it and break your glass and scratch your paint and all that. Okay, so the very first car wash, a little bit of trivia for us, a little history behind the car wash. The very first car wash business was opened in Detroit, Motor City, in 1914. And it was called the Automated Laundry. Yes, this wash your car. Cars were pushed through this automated laundry manually through a tunnel within which workers soaped, rinsed, and dried the vehicle being cleaned. Each worker had a task, of course, which gave the wash an assembly line fill. Thank you, Henry Ford! 1914. Folks, as you've heard here on Auto World over the years, I've got a 1916 Chevrolet. Really? Yes, I do have one, Mark. Yeah, you see, I'm talking to myself. Anyway, it's a convertible. Very little metal. Where's the automatic glass windows that go up? So the interior leather, by the way, real leather, with real leather buttons that are still there on mine. How in the world did they keep the water from hitting the... They call them side curtains. I still have mine, never been used. If you touch them, they'll probably fall apart since 1916. But I've been offered a lot for those side curtains. But they had to have the side curtains up. It's just like a tent. You know, you're sitting in a tent while these things get manually pushed through a car wash. Who invented a car wash? Frank McCormick and J.W. Hinkle opened their automated laundry. Well, they called it originally the automobile laundry. That's a pretty good name, I think, you know. Now, the assembly line of hand washing and getting pushed through there manually changed in the 1940s when the automatic car wash made its debut. Automatic. So out here in the West Coast, we have car wash places like on every single street corner. You know what that tells me, folks? That you actually do care for your car and your trucks. And I say care because you hate to see them getting dirty. You do care for what you look like. Thank you for doing that. I really do. Don't you like to have a nice clean look in town with automobiles driving around? It's not, you know, they're all nice and clean. Thanks. Appreciate you showing up with a nice clean car works for me. Talking about cars, hybrid. Do you have one? They are going up. Yes, in price. Why? Demand. You folks like them. You really do. You like the hybrids. Sales are huge. You decide not to do an EV at all, 100% electric, but you like about 50% of your ride to be electric and the other 50% to be either diesel hybrid or the gas hybrid. Well, here's a little trivia for you. Which car company was the very first to develop a hybrid vehicle? Was it here in the States or was it across the pond? Which car company was the first to develop a hybrid vehicle? It was Toyota. You know the brand. I mean, the brand, the model. Toyota's the brand, of course. You know it. So let's do it. Let's get to, I have for you, seven best sports cars that are worth every single penny. Seven of them. You ready? I know it. See, 'tis the season. I should have named this show 'Tis the Season today because it's summer, wind out there, warm, flying kite season and all. But sports car season? You betcha. Sports car. The Porsche 911 GT3. Now, these are, folks, these are the seven best sports cars, period. They've been ranked by many, many sources. First one, Porsche 911 GT3. You've seen that on the road. Maybe you own one. And, of course, the Mustang, the Ford Mustang GT Dark Horse. The Dark Horse. Dark Horse, starting at $59,270. You can get the Dark Horse Premium, starts at $63,265. Another sports car, seven of the best, the BMW M2. Hang on, Sloopy, huh? 453 horsepower, 3.0 liter. But what makes this baby get up and go as a sports car? Twin turbocharged, six cylinder, paired with a 6-speed manual transmission, you know, the anti-theft stick called the manual. Next sports car coming up, it's one of the better ones, of course, as you know, is a Corvette. Why not go for the mid-engine? What's that all mean anyway? When they put the engine behind your head, it's the mid-engine. Yeah, who wants a motor in front of you to smell all the oil burning and the antifreeze leaking, huh? Put the engine behind me. That way you can call it a supercar. Sports cars, I love them. When we come back, you know, these folks spent $1 billion to avoid recalls. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
News update.
New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Satellite. That's like a nightmare name for me right now because the satellite costs so much money up in the sky in order for the show to go on. The cost of the satellite. Why can't the satellite in the air that we beam the signal down cost as much as that Plymouth satellite? Well, it doesn't, so let's go on. Folks, it is time to talk about, well, money. $1 billion. How big is that pile? Is it as big as a Ford F-150 standing up on its rear bumper? Could be. They spent $1 billion to avoid recalls, folks. Pretty serious. Who is it? Well, Ford. 2024 Ford F-50. 150. I better get the one in there. It's the 2024 Ford F-150. It's a lot of F's. Avoided 12 recalls due to a new quality check. Well, it's about damn time. That's the best way for me to say it. $1 billion. Because in my life here on Auto World and in my life off the mic, it's the truth. You've heard it. That it's like recall after recall after recall. And they are the number one winner winner chicken dinner in the recall category. Ford is. They're fixing it. So congratulations. How are they fixing it? Let's find out. They're the industrial-sided side of canister that you get at Costco of leading number of recalls right there. Yeah, they're the industry leader of number of recalls, and they're tired of it. They're trying to fix it, folks. Ford, yeah. They're literally instituting a new best-in-class quality targets that vary by model in the recall side, period. They're implementing quality checks for refreshing and redesigning models that take place before deliveries ever begin. Hallelujah, finally! And it's pretty sick in my own personal world when a friend calls me and says that the cab bolts on his Ford truck are falling out. He's only had it 2 days. There's a good ad for you right there, isn't it? That just happened! The cab bolts falling out of his brand new truck that he had for 2 days. Process, Ford states here that the process started with this best-in-class quality targets, quality checks, started on the 2023 Ford Super Duty. That's what he owns, I believe. No, he's got a 2024 Ford Super Duty, I believe. It doesn't matter. It's a Ford. And it cost the company a reported $1 billion. Yes, $1 billion. That's what they're spending. To fix the recalls, to refresh the 2024 Ford F-150. Of course, again, I want to let you know that they did, Jim Farley, the president, CEO, Jim Farley of Ford, stated there in his earnings call with investors, he stated that, of course, to let everybody know, and I'm doing it again, because you need to know that they're fixing the problems before they deliver to the dealer. So, congratulations, Ford. Thank you. Maybe the radio did work on that side, meaning that they might have been listening with their ears on, and I keep reporting Ford recalls of all different types. They're spending money to fix it, quality, before it gets delivered, and that's what we want, isn't it, folks? I mean, really, truthfully, you're going through the car wash, you're proud of what you purchased. You're proud of what you own. You're proud of what you want to look like, no matter what you're driving. So they're getting it fixed. And on the recall word, too, if you do have a... We're going to attack Chevrolet, too, by the way. So don't think for 1 second or 1 minute here that I'm a Ford hater. No, I am not. I love them. My point is I just want to get the recalls fixed throughout all the brands I'm attacking. I'm going to be talking about Chevrolet coming up on the second hour here of Auto World, so stay tuned for that. You might get a free engine. Wow. You mean if I buy a dozen cookies, I get a dozen free? No. Just an engine. Maybe. Depends on your VIN number. Anyway, on the word recall, folks, you can always go. National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, put in your VIN number in the little window, and you'll find out that what's wrong with your vehicle, and recalls are free. It's not funny. It's a very serious matter. It's time now, right here on every hour of Auto World today, I'm going to be giving you every generation of Jeep Cherokee ranked from bad to best. Let's do it. Jeep. Bad to best. Let's do bad first. The third generation KJ, bad, number five on the list, at the very bottom, yes, the third generation, the KJ, 2002 to 2013 is when they produced this little worst Cherokee ever. It's a third generation model, came into our life, 2002, 2.4 liter I4. It was dropped in 2006. It also had the 3.8 liter V6 known to gulp oil and, oh boy, did it, and developed exhaust manifold cracks. What's wrong with that? I mean, my greasy garage stays busy, doesn't it? It gets my lettuce in my back pocket per. I like lettuce. Oh, I like that green lettuce. My wallet just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Cracked manifolds. You, come on. You know what a cracked exhaust manifold sounds like? Now, you're thinking air's coming out. It cracks exhaust. Guess what else is coming in? It's burning the exhaust valve, folks. It's sucking atmospheric air in. as it's pushing hot air out. It's sucking it in. It's burning the exhaust valve. The NHTSA logged more than 7,400 complaints for the Jeep Liberty. That's just the start of the story. Let's get on to the fourth one. The fourth generation, KK, 2008 to 2014. How do you like that one? You have one? The KK, fourth generation? It wore the Liberty badge in North America. It appeared in 2008. It was a little boxier version. Yeah, it was square looking. Of it, boxier version of its predecessor, of course. Squared off headlights. Did you like that look? Remember the old Jeep Wrangler? Okay, it's still here. It's doing pretty good. The troublesome PowerTech V6 was carried over in that year. The KK saw very few improvements over the KJ. Let's go to number three on the list that is attracting what? A lot of lettuce, a lot of green, folks. It's the very first generation, the SJ, 1974 through 1983, the first gen. Yeah, SJ. They're getting huge money now. The SJ Cherokee, the EMC, more or less eliminated the Wagoneer C-pillar and rear doors. It's a little two-door. Had 258 cubic inch. I6, that means inline six. 360 cubic inch V8 it also had. 401 cubic inch option was added in 1976. Oh, yes. You Cherokee, you loved them. The grill, the chrome grill. Oh, yes. The Golden Eagle Cherokee was issued in 1979 and a Golden Hawk edition in 1980. They are pulling, my friends, right there at bringatrailer.com. B-A-T, bringatrailer.com. Can you say 80,000 and above? Of course, it has to be clean. You got to run it through the car wash. So let's go to the number two on the list. This is from bad to best. Number two, the fifth generation, the KL, started 2014 to present. When we come back, you're going to hear the number one. Number one. You make your determination. Bad to best. I'll be right back. I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Hang up and drive. Get off of that telephone. You are over the road and you ain't looking. Where are you going? All you do is a yakety yak. Looking where you're at.
Go on and hang up and drive.
Get off of that telephone.
Oh, that engine. That engine's right out in front of us, and boy, does it smell. It smells like oil burning, doesn't it? Barbecue and oil, huh? Got a valve cover gasket leaking, maybe a PCV valve hose all plugged up? Could be. Buy a mid-engine Corvette. Come on. Get the engine behind you and let all the stink. Let your neighbor behind you smell it. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Just talking a little bit about every generation of Jeep Cherokee ranked bad to better. Bad to good. Started with the third generation. Now, you can do your own judgments, folks, from good to bad, if you'd like. Fifth was the third generation KJ. The fourth one on the list, ranked, fourth generation, the KK. That's 2008 through 2014. Third on the list was the first generation SJ. Sam Jack, 1974 was when they, you know, Jeep AMC brought that to us, all the way into 1983. Number two, we just got done, the fifth generation KL, 2014 to present time. How do you like those lights? Those aren't lights, by the way. You're always thinking those little, they're smashed, however you want to say it, on the top of the hood almost, huh? It's the latest Cherokee, the KL. It has actually collected a few industry awards since its debut in 2014. Yes, the Motor Trend named the Cherokee Trailhawk its 2015 four-wheeler of the year. Motor Week, well, the Cherokee has its best small SUV of 2014. Sales, well, flat. Still, the Fiat Chrysler Corporation reported selling only about 11,000 Cherokees in that year, that model. The first quarter of 2022 was that number. And then it started coming up, 75,000 Grand Cherokees, we wanted them bigger. And then, kaboom, the 45,000 Wranglers. Wranglers are there, aren't they? You like them? especially the Wrangler Unlimited. Four doors. Is that too many doors? Is a sixth door coming your way, maybe? The number one, second generation XJ, 1984 to 2001. Talk about a vacuum hose nightmare. Oh, yes, the second generation XJ Cherokee has earned legendary status since it was released in the 1984 model year. Yep. 2.8 liter V6. Then they had the very little, well, they had the turbo diesel, believe it or not. It was the truth, yeah. It had the XJ Cherokee, actually had a Renault 2.1 turbocharged turbo diesel inline 4 through 1996. And by the way, if you find one of those, if you have one, bring a trailer. Head on over there. Sell the thing. You'll get 100 G's for that, baby. 100,000, huh? It had a little... Also, you could get a powerful 2.5 liter version. Jeep built almost 2.9 million XJ Cherokees. And I would say that in my life around the Boise, Idaho area where I live and broadcast from, mostly red. I saw red everywhere. But that is your every generation of Jeep Cherokee ranked from the bad one all the way to the best one. According to the rankings, you might feel that the last one I just talked about was the worst one or the best one. Doesn't matter. Cherokee. Just got done working on one, and you know, today, unbelievable the amount of, how can I say it? Nicely, is it? Yeah, they actually do have air ride suspension. Creature features. We keep getting more and more and more. Got a little bit of time left in the first hour here. I wanted to also welcome you into the second hour here, Auto World in the Greasy Garage Studio. I'm going to have Barn Find for you. It's been sitting for 40 years. How about that four-door deer? Not a four-legged deer. Nope. And Jeff, Motorsports Wrestler, is going to be with us, trackside. And I have a recall has everything to do with the battery, so stay tuned for that. But right now, hey, how about you have plants in your house? Are you watering plants and you overwatering them? Yeah, hopefully you're not. Plants are nice. You got landscape around the outside of your house. Why not have plants on the inside? Well, guess what? Some brand new news here on Auto World today. Yamaha. You know how you say Yamaha, though? Yeah, you know, Yamaha, you know, the motorcycles. Well, I have for you a new Yamaha engine that revs like mad revs. I'm talking revolutions per second. So high, it'll knock and shake the plants right out of their clay pot. And guess what it's reinforced with? Plant resin. What? First off, here's how you say Yamaha. Yamaha. I think that's a four-speed, isn't it? Yeah, Yamaha. They did it. They actually have built an internal combustion engine. Earlier this year, Yamaha Motor, they unveiled an outboard engine prototype at the 2024 Miami International Boat Show, folks. It's powered purely by hydrogen. Hydrogen-powered outboard engines, yes, that's right. Huh. It's sitting on water. I think that would work. It sucks water up and burns it and puts it back in cleaner than before. It's based up on the Yamaha's flagship 5.6 liter V8 model. It has a hefty 450 horsepower, folks. Yeah. Wow. Yamaha's known for their massive V8 outboard motors. They're doing it to the point of no return, but they've changed it up a little bit. Yes, it's all new. With an all-new 1.9-liter four-cylinder marine engine making 200 horsepower at 7,600 RPMs, folks. That's huge. That tachometer you have, 7,600 over there on the tach, that's way up there, red line. This thing's rev happy. It's a four-banger that makes the very first full redesign of Yamaha's high-output HO engine in over 15 years. Yeah, it's the highest output that they've had. Hang on, Are they going to put in a wave runner is all I want to know. It's all based upon plant resin. Whoa. Yeah. The 1.9 liter HO motor. All in plant resin. I want to congratulate a lot of people. All of you that are thinking every day at your job and getting new things out of there. That file, you know, that file cabinet upstairs like mine. You pull the drawer out. I want to thank you because why not have use what we have in front of us? Do plants keep growing? Well, if we water them, so plant, you know, that could be Yamaha might be onto something there. A lot of horsepower. Can't hardly wait for him to put that baby in a wave runner. My wife probably wouldn't like me because he'd be flipped off the back, huh? Hope not. Oh, gosh, I hope not. We go quick, but she'll usually hang on pretty good. Plant resin. Works for me. Coming up here, what would you put a Hemi in? If you won the lottery, if you just decided, you know, I don't need any money, I have money and I want to do it, Mark. Well, we'll be talking about that on the second hour of what you can put and what people have put a Hemi in. Like, for example, a big wheel, a plastic big wheel. It was one of those little three-wheel big wheels. Really? Yeah, that's coming up on the second hour. Also, taking your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Again, this is this weekend, and then next weekend is the last show for Auto World, folks. Genesis Communications Network is closing down. That means I'm off the air at that point unless I make a, you know, we're in talks with other networks at this time, but that is not quite all done yet. And what makes that all happen, of course, is sponsors. Sponsors and money. It takes money to put this show on the air. I do want to say before the bell rings and the garage door goes down on the first hour, I want to say to all of you listening on the first hour, thank you for being here for us for all the years of, since 1992. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll see you over on the second hour. I'm Mark Evans. Drive on. Motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.